Obesity will be the focus of an event this Saturday, May 27th, as the nation continues to struggle with its waistline and the numerous diseases made worse by weight. WAER's Chris Bolt reports science is helping those who are motivated to drop some pounds and get healthier.
So the bad news about the obesity epidemic is it's not going anywhere. Despite increasing attention on weight loss, healthy eating, wellness, the good news is science is helping the medical community learn more about what to do. Dr. Wendy Sinta cites the research behind how neurohormonal changes occur in the brain when people are trying to lose weight.
Understanding that when you lose weight, you have higher hunger hormones, you have lower satiety hormones, you have lower metabolic rate. All of those things create this picture of a very difficult situation to maintain weight loss.
Sinta, who runs Medical Weight Loss of New York in Fayetteville, says obesity is also now seen as a disease, not just people's physical weakness. When she gets a client, she does medical testing to find out things such as metabolic rate and fat percentage to figure out how much someone can lose. Once people are on the road to losing weight, there's psychology behind keeping someone on track.
What are your triggers? What's caused you to suddenly go this way instead of this way? Are you getting hungry? Are you having what we call hedonic impulses, which are to eat for reasons that have nothing to do with hunger? They have to do with happiness or sadness or emotional eating.
Sinta is not a fan of the TV shows that depict people losing hundreds of pounds. Not only do so many of them gain much of the weight back, she believes they overemphasize killing it in the gym.
You have to look at the nutritional needs first. We lose weight in the kitchen, not in the gym. You know, the gym and exercise helps us maintain weight loss, but if we don't change our eating habits, you're not going to lose weight as a woman. As a man, you might lose a little bit. By and large, the work needs to be done in the kitchen and not at the gym.
The food side of things is particularly important when it comes to kids. One in three children in the U.S. is overweight or obese. Worse, one in three born since 2000 will develop diabetes, and there are other health problems. She says children are bombarded by ads for bad food in social media, TV, and phone apps, but the real key is the food parents bring home.
The younger the patient, the more likely that they have very little, if anything, to do with what's brought into the house. So it becomes essential to have the conversation with the parents. And also, we talk to the parents about modeling behavior. You, as a parent, and also sister, brother, really eat as you expect that overweight or obese child to eat.
She knows it's convenient to hit the drive-thru, but tastes and habits are created in teen years that could sentence a child to lifelong poor eating and possibly obesity. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Dr. Sinta's work will be highlighted at a fundraiser for her Dora Dreams charity, which fights obesity in children in the minority community. The fundraiser is hosted by WAER's Cora Thomas. Information is at drwendy.com. You can also see this and other local news stories at our website, waer.org.